Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com. This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so picture this. You finally find that perfect home, you know, the one you've been dreaming of.
Yeah.
Big backyard, yeah. Friendly neighborhood, The whole nine yards.
Yeah.
But then you realize your neighbor is basically like something out of a horror movie.
Oh, no.
We're talking full-on lawn wars, harassment, even accusations about your sweet little innocent pups.
Wow.
Today, we're taking a deep dive into one listener's nightmare neighbor story that was sent to the Nightmare Neighbors podcast.
Oh, I'm ready for this.
You'll be clutching those armrests and thanking your lucky stars for your own neighbors by the time we're done with this one.
I bet. Sounds intense.
So this family, they've been moving around for years, and they finally land what they think is their forever home.
Okay.
A rental with a huge yard, which is perfect for their three dogs.
Ah.
Milo, Luna, and Chico.
Cute.
The landlord, Jerry, does mention that the neighbors can be a little particular.
Oh, the famous particular neighbor.
But nothing could have prepared them for what was coming.
Oh.
Yeah. So things start out pretty normal, but then the lawn wars begin.
Oh, no, not the lawn wars.
I know. Nitpicking about the length of the grass, complaints about where the trash cans are placed.
It's always something.
It seems like such a small thing. But we all know how these things can get out of hand so quickly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And to make things worse, the neighbor, Roger, actually documents every single perceived infraction.
Oh, wow.
With photos and emails.
With photos and email, that's dedication.
Right. It's unbelievable.
It's amazing how something as simple as a lawn turns into like a battleground, you know?
Totally.
It's like a need for control, right? Like they gotta have their territory just so.
Absolutely. And sadly, it doesn't stop there.
Oh, no.
The family's three dogs, who are all well-behaved, I might add, and they're ESA certified.
Okay.
Become the next target.
What?
Roger starts accusing them of constantly barking and even says they're making the whole neighborhood stink.
Come on.
I mean, come on, give me a break.
It's never about the dogs, is it?
You're so right.
It's always deeper than that.
Exactly.
Like, they're just a scapegoat.
They are.
For whatever is really bothering them.
It's like those dogs are just out there living their best lives.
Just being dogs.
Exactly. Yeah. And Roger's on a mission to make them miserable.
Poor pups.
I know. And it starts to really affect the whole family, you know?
Of course. Creates so much tension.
So much stress.
Yeah.
And then things hit a boiling point.
Uh-oh.
When the listener's wife runs into Roger's wife.
Oh, no.
While they're both out walking their dogs.
Yikes, this can't be good.
Yeah. Picture this. Roger's wife is condescendingly lecturing our listener's wife about dog training.
Oh, wow.
While her own dog is barking like crazy.
Oh, the hypocrisy. It's unbelievable. It's like they're always trying to prove they're better than you.
Right. Like they're always right.
Ugh.
And to top it all off, Roger starts making these wild accusations.
Like what?
Saying the family is doing illegal construction and that they have people living in their basement, which doesn't even exist.
Classic tactic, trying to make them look bad, you know?
I know, it's crazy.
Spread some rumors, get the neighbors on their side.
It's bizarre. And sadly, the landlord, Jerry, seems way more concerned with keeping Roger happy than supporting his tenants.
That's rough.
He just keeps telling them to stay under the radar.
Ugh, some landlords just hate dealing with conflict.
It's a tough situation to be in for sure, but hold on tight. Because this story takes a sharp turn when Jerry ends up sharing some of Roger's emails.
Ooh, what's in the emails?
And let me tell you, they show a whole other side to this conflict that is truly shocking.
Oh, boy.
These emails are full of racist comments about the family's ethnicity.
You're kidding.
He makes assumptions about them not speaking English and even says they can't have our neighborhood looking like El Salvador.
Oh, my gosh. That is awful.
It's disgusting. And it reveals that this isn't just a simple disagreement between neighbors.
No, that's way deeper than that.
It's something much darker.
It's scary how these seemingly normal disputes can actually be fueled by something so much worse.
Absolutely. It's really disheartening.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more. Remember that second floor kitchenette that was already there when the family moved in?
Yeah.
Well, Roger keeps complaining and complaining until there's a surprise inspection. And wouldn't you know it, the town decides it's not up to code.
No.
So Jerry makes the family take it out.
What? Are you serious?
Talk about adding insult to injury.
That's insane. It's like one person's vendetta is just affecting everyone around them.
It really is. And sadly, Roger doesn't stop there. He goes after other neighbors too.
Really?
Complaining about their gardens, their kids playing outside.
Wow. It's like he thrives on this drama.
It's like he can't stand seeing anyone happy. And for some reason, he really seems to have it out for this particular family.
I wonder why. Maybe he's just projecting all his own issues onto them.
It's a good point, but things get even darker when Roger decides to target the listener's daughter at a neighborhood block party.
Oh no, not the kids.
I know.
It happened.
So she's finally starting to make friends and feel settled in, and she's playing with some other kids, when Roger comes up to her and tells her that her dad is ruining the neighborhood.
No, that is so wrong. Kids should be off limits.
It's awful.
It's heartbreaking how these disputes can really affect children.
It really is. And this was the final straw for the listener.
Yeah, I bet.
He decides he's done trying to appease Roger. And he's done staying under the radar.
So what does he do?
He decides it's time to fight back.
Good. About time.
So he starts reviewing the footage from his security cameras.
Oh, smart.
Hoping to catch Roger doing something that justifies taking action.
Hoping to catch him red-handed.
And what he sees is chilling.
What is it?
Roger is right at the edge of their property, whispering and plotting with another neighbor.
No way.
I know. He's pointing at their house, shaking his head, even laughing.
He planned all this.
It's like a full-blown conspiracy to make their lives a living hell.
Wow, this is some next-level stuff.
It really is. And that discovery just fuels the listener's determination to expose Roger for the bully he is.
I'm hooked. What happens next?
He gathers every single complaint, every piece of footage, every nasty email.
He's got it all.
Puts it all together into a detailed report and files a formal harassment complaint with the town.
Whoa, he's going all in.
He sends copies to everyone. Jerry, the HOA, even a local journalist.
Wow, he means business.
He's not messing around anymore.
This is amazing. I love it when people fight back.
And guess what? It works.
No way.
The town starts a full investigation into Roger's behavior, and Jerry finally realizes he's been backing the wrong horse.
Ah.
And stands up to him.
I love a good redemption arc.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's amazing how things change when someone finally has the courage to speak up.
You're so right.
And get this.
What?
Roger ends up getting hit with so many fines.
Oh, no.
That even he realizes he's lost the game.
Wow.
He puts his house on the market and moves away within a month.
Talk about poetic justice.
Talk about karma. But this isn't just about one bad neighbor, right? This story brings up so many questions about neighborly disputes and why they happen, the legal side of harassment, and how important community support is.
You're right. It's so much bigger than just one bad apple.
So stay tuned, because we're going to keep digging into all of that in part two of this deep dive into Nightmare Neighbors.
Can't wait.
Welcome back to the deep dive. We just heard that crazy story about Roger, the nightmare neighbor, and how he basically turned his neighbors' lives upside down.
Yeah, it's wild. Like, what makes someone so obsessed with controlling their environment?
I know, right? Lawns and trash cans, right?
It's like those become these huge battlegrounds.
They do. But it's not really about the lawns or the trash cans, is it?
Not really, no. It's more about this need to control everything around them, like their territory.
So it's almost like a primal instinct, like marking their territory.
Kind of, yeah. It's like this deep-seated human need to define and protect their space.
Which makes sense. But for someone like Roger, it goes way beyond just their own property line.
Absolutely. They want to control the whole neighborhood like it's their own little kingdom.
It's like they're trying to create their own little worlds where they get to make all the rules.
Exactly. And it's often people who feel like they lack control in other parts of their lives.
So they try to overcompensate by controlling their surroundings.
Exactly. And then when you add in things like prejudice, like we saw with Roger's racist comments.
Ugh, don't even get me started on that.
It just makes the whole situation even more volatile.
It really does. And it reminds us that these conflicts aren't always about logic or reason.
Right. There's a whole emotional component to it, deep-seated biases and fears.
That's a good point. So how do you deal with a neighbor like Roger? Is there any way to reason with someone like that?
It's tough, for sure. But communication is always the first step.
Even when you're dealing with someone who seems totally unreasonable.
Especially then, it's all about setting clear boundaries and trying to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it.
That's easier said than done, though, right? How do you stay calm when your neighbor is yelling at you about your trash cans?
It's not easy, but keeping your cool is key. Don't let them drag you into a shouting match.
It's like that saying, never wrestle with a pig.
Exactly. You both get dirty, but the pig enjoys it.
So true. What are some practical tips for staying calm in those situations?
Well, active listening is huge. Try to really hear what they're saying, even if you think it's ridiculous.
That's hard.
I know, but it can help. And use I statements to explain how their behavior is making you feel.
Okay, so instead of saying you're being a jerk,
right.
I would say, I feel disrespected when you do that.
Exactly. And sometimes just acknowledging their concerns, even if you don't agree with them, can help de-escalate things.
It's like validating their feelings without necessarily agreeing with their actions.
Right. But of course, there are times when communication just isn't possible.
Like when they're being aggressive or just refuse to talk.
Exactly. That's when documentation becomes super important.
Yes. Our listener's secret weapon. Meticulous record keeping.
It's not just about building a legal case, it's about protecting yourself.
So we should all be keeping detailed logs of any incidents with our neighbors.
It's a good idea, especially if you're dealing with someone who's difficult. Note the date, time, what happened, any witnesses, and take pictures or videos if you can safely do so.
So we're basically becoming our own private investigators.
In a way, yes.
Cool.
But always prioritize your safety.
Right, safety first. What about getting other people involved, like the landlord or the HOA? Is that ever a good idea?
Absolutely. You don't have to go through this alone. Landlords and HOAs have a responsibility to maintain a peaceful environment for everyone.
So they should be stepping in to help resolve these disputes.
They should, and they have the power to mediate, issue warnings, or even take legal action if necessary.
So it's like having backup when dealing with a truly difficult neighbor.
Exactly. And if you ever feel threatened or unsafe, don't hesitate to call the police.
Absolutely. Safety is paramount.
Yeah.
But I want to go back to Roger's fixation on our listener's family for a minute.
Okay.
What drives that level of obsession?
Well, obsessive behavior, especially in these situations, can be pretty complex. There's a psychological component, a need to control and dominate, like we talked about.
But why focus so intensely on one specific family?
Sometimes it's about scapegoating. They might be struggling with their own issues, and they project those onto their target, making them the bad guy in their story.
So they need someone to blame for everything that's wrong in their world.
Exactly. And it can get even worse when prejudice is involved, like with Roger's racist remarks.
It's like the target becomes a symbol of everything they fear or dislike.
Right. And that just fuels their obsession even more.
It's really disturbing to think about.
Hmm?
But what about the legal side of things? What rights do we actually have when dealing with harassment from a neighbor?
That's a great question. We'll dive deeper into the specifics in the next part. But the main thing to remember is that you have the right to live in peace and enjoy your own property.
Okay, but what does quiet enjoyment really mean in a legal context?
It basically means you have the right to use and enjoy your property without being unreasonably bothered by others.
So that includes things like excessive noise, threats, intimidation, all the stuff we've been talking about.
Exactly. And if those rights are violated, you have legal options to protect yourself.
Okay, that's good to know. But for now, what's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to remember from this part?
Remember that you're not alone. These situations are stressful, but there are resources available to help you. Don't be afraid to reach out to your landlord, your HOA, or even the police if you need to.
Great advice. And remember, communication is key. Documentation is your best friend, and seeking support is a sign of strength, not weakness.
Absolutely. Stay tuned for part 3, where we'll explore the legal side of things in more detail and talk about the options available to protect your rights and find a resolution.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've been exploring that nightmare neighbor territory, you know?
Yeah.
All the things that make those situations so awful.
Yeah, we've definitely uncovered some dark stuff.
We have. And in the last part, you brought up quiet enjoyment, which sounds super chill, but actually has some legal teeth, right?
It does. Way less relaxing than it sounds.
So can you break that down for us? What does it really mean, legally speaking? And how does it protect people in these neighborly disputes?
Sure. So quiet enjoyment basically refers to a tenant's right to, you know, use and enjoy their rented place without being unreasonably bothered by others.
Okay.
This includes being free from too much noise, threats, intimidation, all the harassment stuff we've been talking about.
So it's like a legal shield against all the negativity and craziness.
Exactly. It sets a standard for what's acceptable and gives tenants grounds to take action if that's crossed.
That's good to know. What happens when it is crossed, though? Like, what can people actually do legally when dealing with those nightmare neighbors?
Well, it depends on how bad it is and the laws wherever you live.
Right.
But some common things are restraining orders, lawsuits, and even criminal charges sometimes if it's really bad.
Whoa, okay. Let's break those down. Restraining order. What exactly is that? And how does someone even get one?
A restraining order, sometimes called a protection order, is basically a document from the court that says someone can't contact or go near another person.
So you're telling the court, this person's making me feel unsafe. I need protection.
Exactly. To get one, you usually have to show you're really afraid of harm or harassment, which is where that documentation we talked about is huge.
Right. All those notes and photos and stuff suddenly become super important.
They're key. You got to build a case showing a pattern of behavior, proving why you need that order, and breaking one is a big deal so it can really stop them.
That makes sense. What about when the harassment has actually caused damage, though? Like emotional distress or even financial losses. Can people get compensation for that?
That's where lawsuits come in. You can sue someone for damages they caused. And with neighbors, that could be emotional distress, lost wages, even moving costs if you had to move.
Wow.
It's about more than just stopping the behavior.
It is.
It's about justice, making things right.
You mentioned criminal charges too, in really bad cases. What kind of stuff warrants that?
Criminal charges usually happen when it involves threats of violence, stalking, anything that puts public safety at risk.
Got it.
That's when police get involved and the person could face big fines, jail time, serious stuff.
So you got to document any threats, even if they seem small at the time.
Anything that feels unsafe, report it. Be safe.
This all makes me think about landlords, too. We've heard about those who side with the troublemaker over their own tenants. What are their legal obligations in these harassment cases?
Landlords have to provide a safe and livable place for their tenants.
Yeah.
That means taking steps to stop harassment that's messing with a tenant's right to quiet enjoyment, like we talked about.
So they can't just ignore it if one tenant's being harassed by another.
Nope. They got to look into it, try to work things out, and if needed, take legal action themselves to fix it.
What if they don't, though? What can the tenant do?
It depends, but they might be able to break their lease without penalty, hold back rent, even sue the landlord for not keeping things safe.
Wow. So knowing your rights as a tenant is super important.
It's key. It's about protecting yourself.
This has been so informative. But before we wrap up, I want to go back to the psychology of it all. Understanding the legal side is important, but it's also important to get why people become nightmare neighbors in the first place, you know?
Totally. It's rarely just about a noisy dog or messy yard. There's usually something deeper going on, like a need for control, fear, or even thinking they're always right.
And sometimes it's just straight up prejudice, like we saw with Roger.
Sadly, prejudice is a huge cause of conflict, something to be aware of everywhere.
It's a reminder that these aren't just legal fights, they're human struggles.
Yeah.
And to really solve them, you got to get the human side of it.
Exactly. Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into nightmare neighbors. We've explored a lot, from what makes them tick to what you can do about it.
I feel like I learned a ton. I hope our listeners feel more prepared to handle any neighbor issues that come up.
Me too. Remember, you've got rights, resources, and you're not alone.
And on that note, we'll say goodbye for now. Stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, be good to your neighbors. You never know what they're going through.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.